hydration. It is very important for the body.
Okay. Right. So welcome to episode 80 of the Air Ride Podcast. We've got lots to get through. It's just me and Jamie today. Quickly do a rundown of what we've got coming up, what we got planned. We've got a how's your week. We're going to discuss, the New Year's and Christmas, because I don't think me and Jamie have seen each other. We had a segment for Cade, especially for him, but he's not here today. Then we will do Jamie's song of the week, PK's movie of the week. We're going to look at some relationship pet peeves and see if we agree with them or disagree with them. We've also got some questions I asked on Instagram, so we will go through that. Unfortunately, out of the 15 of them, only 2 of them were actually able to be used. So, we'll just get straight into it. Let's start with how's your week? So, or not
weekend.
Even week.
We've changed it to how's your weekend.
No, not even the weekend. We're going to just start the start of the year, because I don't think I've even seen since last year.
Yeah, that's true. So, what are we, 14 days into this year? We're 2 weeks. It's been exactly 2 weeks since the start of the year, and it's going good. Went to the gym for the first time today for the year. My legs feel fucking demolished. Yeah, it's going good. Chilling.
What did you do on New Year's?
Where was I? I was on the coast with the bros. Chilled out. Saw the brother Jake. Saw all the brothers. And Jake sobered me home. Then the next morning, I dropped him off. Yeah, it was a good New Year's. Pretty quiet. Well, not a quiet one, but yeah, it was good news. How about yours? Where were you?
I don't even remember what I did. Sean, do you know what I did on New Year's?
What I know?
Because I didn't go out. Oh, I got invited to go to a party, but I didn't go because I wasn't feeling that good. That's right. So I stayed home. With my girlfriend. I don't really like New Year's. There's a secret to that. I don't really like New Year's because of stuff that's happened in the past. But I still had a good time. Didn't actually pay attention to the countdown. I was watching The Secret Life of Pets.
One of my mates actually fell asleep before the countdown.
I fell asleep before the countdown last year. I just don't really care. I mean, fair. I'm happy that it's a new year for everybody.
It's always a good celebration.
To be honest, I don't know about other people, but I also got a little upset because I really enjoy it. I think last year was the best year of my life, and I think it was kind of sad leaving it. I was kind of worried that it wouldn't repeat itself this year. But
yeah, but then again,
we'll see.
This year, new opportunities, new horizons.
That's true.
And you've learned from the lessons you have last year. So, if anything, this could be a better year.
Possibly, which I'm hoping for, which would be good. But we got a couple segments. One of the segments that I was going to do is with Cade, which is, I came up with this for him, and he thought it was absolutely genius, which is called Shitbox of the Week. So he tells me about a shitbox that he's seen in the past week, but he's not here for that. Would you like to start it off? Have you seen a shitbox on the roads this week?
Does it have to be running?
You're running?
No. It
doesn't have to be running.
I saw a shitbox Honda Accord with a missing wheel on the way home. And I don't know when it popped up, but it's still there, and it got moved by a tractor today. It's got police tape all over it. All the windows are smashed out. I decided to have a little gander in there to see what I could find and see what the story is. The ignition was missing, so it was probably a stolen car. But yeah, that's my shitbox of the week. Well, Honda Accord 2001.
If that's your shitbox, what you said? Oh no, you said it's stolen.
It looked pretty stolen. Oh,
never mind them.
And all the windows were smashed. Keep in mind, and the doors were pretty munted. But
okay, fair. And what about your song of the week, which is something we're going to stick to? Ooh, you've got.
I had a song when I on the way here. I had a song in mind, but then I heard I heard a new song that I haven't listened to before, and that is my new song of the week. It's Bad Blood by Now, NAO. She's like a African American R&B sort of artist. Kind of hard to explain, but yeah, she's a really good artist. What about yours? What's your song of the week?
I don't have a song of the week, but I got a movie of the week. So I don't know if you listened to the episode last week. Me and Cade put all of my movies that I own in a spinning wheel, 288 of them. And we're going to spin it. We spun it on the podcast last week, and whatever it lands on, we have to watch. So last week it landed on Coco. So on Sunday night we watched Coco, and I have to spin it again right now. So every single week I'm gonna spin the wheel, and then I'm gonna watch it on Sunday, and then I'll review it on the podcast next week, and then spin it again.
Do I get to know now?
Yeah. I'll spin it now.
Holy shit!
So
that's a lot.
All the ones that. So I have to spin it.
And you went how many? 280.
200. Well, every time I land on one, I have to take it out. Yeah. So what this week I'm watching. What the fuck? I don't own that one.
How is it on the list?
Wait, I put Kung Fu Panda 3, but I don't own Kung Fu Panda 3.
Just watch 2.
I put 2 on here. Fuck, I gotta respin. Sorry, I gotta
respin. It's an accurate list. Not, come on now.
It's gotta be accurate. I'm autism. I'm autistic. It's gotta be accurate.
I am autism.
Let me look at the list. Oh, shit. No, I think I meant to write in 2. There's only 3 on here. Okay, so this Sunday we're going to be watching Kung Fu Panda 2. Cool. So I'll review that next week, but I have to quickly review Coco.
Yeah, how was Coco? I've never seen it before.
It's good. The last time I saw it must have been like a good 5 or so years ago. Cade watched it recently.
Isn't it a Mexican kids movie?
Mexican Pixar movie. Oh. About like, I can't really explain it. He dies, or he doesn't die. He gets taken to the land of the dead in a happy Pixar way. It's good. Am I in the rush to watch it again? Probably not. I guarantee everybody that's probably listened to it has probably seen it.
But on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate it?
Actually, I even gave it some stars. Let's see what I gave it actually. So this is like out of 5. This is a 5-star thing. I gave it 3.5 stars, which let's say that's around a good 7 out of 10.
Seven or eight out of ten. That's a pretty high rating for a movie you're not in a rush to see again.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a cute. Like, what did I watch the other day? The other day, I went to the movies with some mates. We saw Heretic.
Is it a horror?
It's a horror movie. I went with a couple of mates. Wynn, who I went to watch it with, he's one of the guys. He thought it was great. He loved it. I also too thought it was great, but unlike Wynn, I don't want to see it again. I think he wants to see it again, but I don't want to see it again. Even though I thought it was a really good movie, I don't want to see it again because it kind of just messed with my mind.
Fuck that.
A good 80 to 90% of it was just talking, but it was really interesting.
Was it an actual horror, or was it more one of those like psychological horrors?
I can't really describe it. I will have to move towards psychological, but I can't really explain it, to be honest. It wasn't really psychological. But I wrote down here some pet peeves for relationships. Are you in a relationship?
No,
you had a date though, right?
Sorry?
You went on a date?
Yes.
Wait, I can cut this out. Do you want to talk? Did it go anywhere or no?
No, not really.
Do you want me to cut this out?
Oh, I don't really care too much.
Okay.
This was a while ago though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know, it was
a
while ago. Did it go anywhere?
Nah.
Oh, how come?
She was like a catfish.
Huh?
Like, she was like real, like, good looking on her Tinder profile. And then I was like, oh, yeah, we should go on a date, yada, yada, yada. We went on down Dominion Road to this place, like Noodle House, something. It's like right next to the restaurant we went to with Cade, his missus, Nick, the first time we went out for dinner.
Okay, yeah.
It's right next door.
Right next to Spicy House.
Yeah. It's okay, like a noodle, whatever. Yeah. We went there, it was all good, but she was like probably 3X her photos.
What does that mean?
Like 3X her photos.
Sean, cameraman, explain.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. She was like quite literally 3X.
In size. Okay.
Right, yeah, so right, I wouldn't say she was like fully a catfish. Like, it was still the same person, but there was just probably like multiple years between what she looks like now and those photos.
What were her photos like? What was she doing in the photos?
She was like going on like hiking and like at Whangarei Falls and like I don't know, bro. I honestly, it was so gutting. Like, I pulled up dinner, get in like probably,
I just want to say quickly, she's going hiking. That's good. I'm happy.
Going hiking.
Yeah. Have you ever been catfished before besides that?
One other time before that, same situation. I was in on Tinder in Hamilton. Sort of like, so Hamilton, and then you go 30 minutes east and you get to a town called Morrinsville. Morrinsville's very small. I was on Tinder one night, It was my first night in Morrinsville working with my old man. Swiping left and right. Same thing happened. Saw a real baddie. I was like, oh, yo, hit her up. I'm going to save the details. But
wait, I feel like, is this when you went on that like whole work thing for like a good six months?
This was when I was away working.
Yeah, I think.
Where we took a short hiatus. Either way, save you the details. Met up with this girl. She was also quite large. And yeah, there was a lot of things in her bedroom that I wish I didn't.
Oh, I feel like you have told me this actually.
Yeah.
What did you say? If you don't want me to say it, I can bleep it. But you can.
I'll say it, but you're going to have to bleep it.
Okay.
There was like a huge.
Okay,
on her,
I'm bleeping that.
On her bedside table. And I walked into the room, bro, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, that's kind of the shit that you put in the drawer, not on top, like as a trophy.
What the fuck? I don't want to bleep it because it's funny to make a clip out of this, but like, I feel like I really need to.
Long story short, we did the deed.
Okay.
And she whips out her laptop and she's like, you want to see this file that I've prepared?
Oh, no, you have seen me this.
And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, oh, okay, have a look at this. Whips out her laptop and it's a document of 40 reasons why she hates Andrew Tate.
Can I make this into a clip? I have to bleep out what you said you saw in her room, but damn. Fuck. I think you have told
me this. That was probably like one of that was
you have told me this.
One of my worst hookups ever.
Nah, you have
told me this. And this is why I don't fuck with hookup culture. It sucks. It's bad. There's catfishes online. I probably shouldn't have hooked up with
fuck. Let me think of some stories. I need to be careful what I say though.
Yeah, just like,
because my girlfriend listens to every episode.
This is in the past, though.
This is in the past. If you're listening, this is in the past. Let me think. I've got stories, man. What about the bin one? When I took the bin?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, wait, sorry. So, I don't know. This must have been about 3 or 4 years ago. I met this girl on Bumble.
Oh,
never
God,
really used Tinder, to be honest.
On Tinder Bumble. Shit.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry. How did you meet your current missus? On Tinder? Bumble? On dating?
I'll tell you afterwards. So I met this girl. I can't remember her name. This must have been 3 or 4 years ago. 2021. 4 years ago? 4 years ago. Yeah. So I met up with her. I met up with her a couple of times before I went to her house. And then we went to her house. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened?
Nothing happened.
Okay.
I think I kissed her. No, but like you know what I mean? Like
just
nothing,
like, yeah,
nothing
still like
crazy.
Kind of, you're
you know
still
what I mean?
Like first base.
Yeah. And we were just sitting on the couch talking. She was a real advocate for like what was going on in like, you know, Parliament and stuff at the time. I can't tell
so
what
very
was
political.
Going on at the time because I don't remember.
So just to get kind of a backstory as well, I know you might not know, but like, was she living with her parents?
No. Oh, she was, but her parents were out for like a good few months.
Though. Okay. Was she working or was she like on the Benny?
I can't remember. I think she was in childcare, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Something like that, like a reliever. But when we were done, like we had a conversation, I was telling her about like how I just moved into a new flat on my own and I was like, you know, I'm missing a few things. I still need to buy a new bin, you know, I need to buy this, that. And then she was like, oh, I've got an empty bin, you can just take it if you want. But she said that in like a joking way. I didn't. I didn't take it in a joking way.
Did you take her bin?
She, you know, when I mentioned that, she was like, oh, just take mine. I've got a spare one. And I didn't take it that in a joking way. You know, she went upstairs. I was about to leave, put my shoes on, said goodbye to her. She went upstairs. I made my way out without my bin, though. So I went into her kitchen and I found the bin that was empty. I picked it up, put it in my car, took it home. And then I get a text the next morning. Hey, do you know where my bin is? I was like, oh yeah, the white one? She goes, yeah, the white one. Right, I'll take it home.
A photo of it?
I took it home. I took a picture of it. It's sitting right next to my kitchen table. Yeah, I took this home. She's like, that's my bin. I'm like, this is the empty one I found in the kitchen, though. I'm like, yeah, I took the rubbish out of it. I was like, but you said I could take it. She's like, I was joking. Like, when she meant she had an empty bin, like, she just took the rubbish out.
Did you give her the bin back?
No.
Have you still got the bin?
Oh, I got a new bin now. Because oh, okay. That one broke.
Did you ever hear back from this chick? Or
no,
was she like,
I never met her again. This is the last time I ever heard from her.
She's probably thinking, this cat just fucking stole my bin, yeah, bro. What the fuck?
The last time I ever heard from her. Never saw her again.
Did you hit her with the like...
But hey. We talked for a little bit 2 days afterwards, and then just didn't talk again. And then I must have threw a bin out after like a good year, because it just, you know, got old.
You should, even though you got a missus now, just like... As a joke, you should send her a photo of a random.
I don't even remember her name. We only ever contacted through like Bumble. We never even had each other's social medias.
Oh really?
Yeah, we never contacted through anything else.
Bro, I have,
which is dodgy. I don't really recommend that, to be honest.
I have terrible luck with Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, and all those fucking dating profile apps. That's so bad.
Yeah, they are.
I think
you go to Australia, you'll probably get a lot, to be honest.
Well, people like in Whangarei, people are like, oh yeah, in Auckland it will be better. And then here's me in Auckland on the dating apps, and I'm like, you know, this is like quite literally worse. Like,
I would never do in Whangarei. You're gonna see someone, you know, surely, right?
Oh, bro, whenever I go up to Whangarei for like a couple of days, I'll jump on Tinder and see who, like, it's genuinely a game for me. I'm like, bro, who can I find that I know on Tinder? It's pretty funny.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people that you wouldn't really. I don't know. A lot of people I wouldn't think they'd be on dating apps that are on dating apps. I haven't stumbled upon any of my exes on the dating apps, though, which is kind of a win. Because if they see me, that's kind of like, fuck, that's game over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Whangarei, that's... What about Todong? You didn't Todonga?
Todong.
That's a good question. Where's the best place to open up your dating app?
Ooh.
Are you still on dating apps?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the best place?
So far, none.
Okay.
Australia?
Within New Zealand, like towns. Nowhere to keep the app closed.
Yeah.
Fair.
You want to have a look at my profile?
Can I actually?
Yeah.
I won't show on camera.
It's some old. I don't really care if you show it on camera. The old photos.
I can't remember. Oh fuck! You met the frog guy.
Yeah. He
one Fanta late, bro. I just want that. I don't get this. Wait, what's the Pogue love? What does that mean?
Pogue
love.
That's a show. You wouldn't.
I like the one Fanta Light, bro.
Could I please get one Fanta Light? Is that a real bird? Please, bro. Yeah, that's cool. That's the bro Jake's bird, Indy.
Gym, travel, DIY, cooking, music. High school. Not sure on babies yet. Vaccinated.
Nah, I should probably change that. I definitely want kids.
5'10", investor, merchandise, self-employed. Long term, open to short. Nice. Weekends are socializing, fun lines out. Are you okay if I read this out loud?
Yeah, I don't really care.
Self-care, high school, blah, blah, blah. Communication, big time, texter, love style, time together. I like that. Pets, cat, yeah, good man. Good man.
But even then, bro, I get like probably one match a month on Tinder, bro. It's so bad. It's like fucking horrendous.
Yeah, it's probably just New Zealand, man. I got one question, though.
Mm-hmm.
drinking? Sober?
Let's see.
Is it just sober, bro?
Drinking sober. I don't drink much really? Anymore.
Oh, okay. Good man then.
I only drink, like the last time I drank was New Year's.
Okay.
It's 14 days.
Smoking, trying to quit. Good man. Social media, live steady. Good man. Early bird, good man.
Bit of
music.
Got to get up.
Where's the, fuck, I'm looking at your music. Where's that one guy you love so much? Mac Miller?
Oh, it's because it changes.
Oh, there he is.
It changes with Spotify's. And I don't use Spotify anymore. I only use Apple Music.
Like your photos. Are you allowed kids on Tinder? Like, is your pet in your pictures?
He's my nephew, I did it once
on Bumble. I had a picture of my brother and it like kicked me out. Or like took the photo down.
Those are good photos, though, way.
Yeah, they are good photos.
Like,
I mean, I'm not an expert on this, but it's just nice photos.
Yeah, that's the thing that I've always been wondering.
How do you... Can I see some of the people you've matched with without reading your messages?
No, yeah.
I won't read your messages. Okay. All right, let's look at this person. I'm not reading your messages.
Who is it?
Her name is KJ?
I don't even know who
that is. I don't know who that is. Okay.
Bro, a lot of the people that I match with, I'll be like speed swiping to get...
Yeah.
She's
9,000 Ks away, bro. 9.5 Ks away.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a bot.
Probably. Kiki, what's up, Kiki?
Kiki was all right looking, but she's a bit. I've got. I hate to say this. I got standards.
I'm not reading your message, but I'm just looking at the things. Kajin, nice.
I have standards, and unfortunately, a lot of those females that I've matched with don't really meet those standards.
And that's
kind of why I've been single for like 2.5 years. I'm just too picky.
No. That's absolutely fine. That's nice.
W.
I didn't read your message, don't worry.
I don't really care that much.
Are you on Bumble?
Yeah, I am. Hang on, let me pull up my Bumble. I haven't been on Bumble in a really long time, so...
I always preferred Bumble because the girls message first.
Oh, really?
Oh, at least it was back in the day.
Oh, that's probably why I've never had a message on Bumble.
Oh, no, I don't think it's like that anymore.
Let's see what my profile is. People?
All right, we've got a few more things to give for the podcast, but we're going to do it later. Today, we're going to get Jamie a... Wait, are you looking for a relationship?
Yes, I am looking for a relationship.
Okay.
But I'm single as a Pringle, and this is my profile.
Bumble. How old are you?
21.
Okay.
Turning 22 this year.
That's nice.
Almost there.
Foo, if you like hinting and fishing. Wait, do you mean hunting?
Yeah.
This is hinting.
Does it? Foo, if you like hunting and fishing, would get along pretty well.
Hinting.
Hinting, yeah, hinting and fishing.
Okay. Hinting and fishing, we get along pretty well. Don't have kids. Oh, nice. Video games, anime, board games. I like this photo.
That's a good photo.
As a child, I was really into running into cars. Do you speak Japanese?
Not much.
I'm learning it.
Very limited.
Did we discuss?
Say that again, sorry?
I think that means, are you okay?
Hi.
Nedu? Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Sleep. Tabamono as food.
Konbanwa.
I am Renshi Sudu. I'm just practicing. Renshi Sudu Japanese.
I'm still practicing. I knew a lot in high school, but over the years, I just haven't refreshed my memory. So, like, it's just kind of been fading. I know basic stuff like... Jamie wa this.
That's
right. I think that's just like my name's Jamie. But yeah.
All right. Well, if you're listening to this episode and you manage to see Jamie,
if
you're single as a Pringle and you see him on Bumble or Tinder, give him a swipe. Tell him where you came from. Say I came from the podcast, and you might just get a date, and you might just be our next guest on the podcast.
I'm picky.
He's very picky, though.
I've tried hitting up so many chicks, like, in the past, like, 3 months, I've been on that grind, bro. I've been on that grind. And I hit, like, I shit you not, I have this, like, weird thing where I'll hit a chick up, and then probably, like, 2 weeks later, they'll get a man's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's probably happened, like, 5 times. Yeah.
Sean's got this thing that whenever he gets a girlfriend, they have to be in one of my movies. So he's two girlfriends so far,
and they've
both had cameos.
When are you getting your next missus, Sean?
I don't know.
He said I don't know. Sean's behind the camera.
Will you get them on? Will you get them on film when you get a third?
Probably not.
Okay. Let's look at some of these. I didn't even get to the pet peeves about relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Pet peeves.
We'll skim through these quickly. So, pet peeves. This is all online from women. This is a woman's perspective on pet peeves they have with men. So, we'll see if we agree with it. So, the first one is love bombing. So, constant gifts and compliments, like, constantly.
That's kind of 50-50. I agree that love bombing isn't good, but at the same time, there's nothing wrong with showing your affection. There's a very fine line, though, between showing your affection and love bombing someone.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people will show their affection without realizing it's love bombing. I don't know. I guess it depends on the person's definition of love bombing as well. Because someone might see like 3 messages as love bombing, whereas someone might see like fucking 1,000 messages and 20 gifts as love bombing, right? Yeah, so it depends on the definition. For me, I don't think there's much wrong with like slight showing your affection, but love bombing like full on like 1,000 messages being like I fucking love you babe, that's not the tahi.
I agree. Okay, so I don't even need to give my perspective. So the next one is turning the convo sexual. We're gonna practice this right now. So let's have a normal conversation about your weekend. Go. How was your weekend?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Sex.
I'm fucking horny, baby.
Do you get what I mean, though?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just turning the conversation sexual when it doesn't need to.
Sometimes me and Kay do that just because we're boys. Is that a pet peeve or an ick? I think the boys do that with each other just for no reason.
Yeah, I do that with the boys all the time. That's a bit different. And is this like something that give women icks, or is this something that like
give women icks? Like, okay, okay. Like pretending I'm a woman, I'm gonna be like, this is giving me, this is a pet peeve, I don't like this.
I think there's a time and a place for turning the conversation sexual.
Yeah, but the boys don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I think the boys anytime and everywhere, even in public, but with a female, yeah, I don't know. Maybe if you're about to do the deed, get to second base, hit a home run. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. But maybe if you're like at a library,
I think it's more of like having a normal, yeah, like having a normal conversation, and then all of a sudden, like, fuck, I'm horny.
Just in the library, peed on a cook root in the toilet. Like, yeah, no, I get that. I reckon there's a time and place for it. Okay. But definitely, if you're just like randomly talking, like, hey, how was your day? Ha, keen on a sleigh. Like, that's pretty.
Yeah.
That's pretty hoo-ha.
The next one is being too close with an ex. This is difficult because, like, for example, I'm not friends with my ex anymore, but I had an ex that I was very, very close with and would consider a friend. And I was still friends with them when I was dating another girl, and she was fine with it.
I'm still friends with, like, this is a hard one. I'm still friends with one of my exes. They wouldn't consider us exes. I'd consider them us exes just for the sense that we've been out for like a month or two. It wasn't like, it was like first ever relationship spec. But I don't know. She's like one of my best friends, and I don't really consider her, I don't see her as an ex. I just see her as a friend because we were friends before we got together. We're friends after. I don't know. I don't really see a problem. I do see a problem with it, but it depends on how much time there has been between it and the kind of relationship you have. If it's just a purely friendly friendship, go hard. But if it's like there's flirting involved, you know, fuck that off. There's still feelings there.
No, I agree with that. Okay, another one is hogging blankets at night.
Ooh. I'm usually the one that hogs the blankets.
I'm usually the one trying to steal the blankets. I don't want to. I personally don't like talking about my girlfriend too much on like publicly podcasts because it's more of like privacy thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But because of this episode, for the sake of it, we'll let it slide. So whenever I sleep with my girlfriend, bro, this woman just takes the blankets, and I think I kicked her once.
Does she do the whole like, does she grab it and then just like go for it? Just roll. Then you're just left with no blanket.
So sometimes I just like, I'm like, fuck it, whatever. Take all the blankets and I'll just leave with nothing. It's hot anyway, so I don't care. And then she just like grabs me and tries to hug me. And I just push her off and I just get the blankets. It's just share some of the blankets.
What a Chad move.
I love you, don't worry.
Thinking about this, I'm going to add in my two cents. My ick. Pet peeve in a relationship when I was in one is when you're sleeping in bed and the room isn't well ventilated and it's really fucking hot. It's like so sweaty, middle of summer, you're both sweating. I hate it when she comes over
and grabs you.
Yeah, and grabs you. And grabs you. And like she'll be sweaty as fuck. Oh, or like you'll both be sweaty. You're like, okay, I love you, bro, but like please.
Just grabs me and hugs me like, nah.
Please stay away.
Let me breathe.
Yeah, I need some air, brother. Like I need to cool off. That is not the tahi. I'm in the winter, I'm all for it. Like, go for it. It's fucking freezing. We need to warm up. But in the summertime, do not touch me.
Yeah.
You will be kicked out of the bed. I'm sorry, but fuck.
Another one is making plans without telling them. Like, a woman, like, say, for example, I'm the woman of the relationship. Yeah. My partner just planned us going out Friday night without telling me. Personally, for me, that's a pet peeve. I don't like that.
That's a pet peeve because I'm a very I want to say I'm an organized person, but I'm not, but I am. I don't know, when I'm doing something, pardon me, I like to plan it out to the T. So like everything's planned, and if someone doesn't tell me something, I find that mad disrespectful. It's just a respect thing. If you respect someone's time and day, you respect them enough to tell them like, oh, we have plans.
The last two were kind of like mainly for Cade if he was here, but it was like breaking windows and not doing the dishes properly 4 years ago, so you're banned for life. Which is something that Kate has unfortunately got himself in, but that's okay.
Seems like more chores for you now, though.
I like cleaning, though. I actually really do like cleaning.
I love cleaning. I just hate doing dishes.
But whenever I like doing dishes.
Really?
Like, whenever we do filming, we finish filming, and Sean's like, cool, take me home. And I'm like, yeah, bro, let me do the dishes first. But we got some questions from people on Instagram.
Okay.
But I'm going to check again to see if, since I last checked, maybe we got more.
Okay.
Let me find it. So, we haven't got any more. That's fine.
Peyton is live on Twitch. Should we tune in?
Oh, thank you. So the questions were, could you run a marathon tomorrow? You get the notice. Boom, tomorrow you're running a marathon. Let's go.
I could do it.
I could do it if it depends how long, how many
kilometers. Yeah, I could definitely do a kilometer. A marathon's a set amount of kilometers. It's just more
how
time.
How many Ks would you do?
I could probably do all of it. I'm not going to run it, though.
Let's say 20.
Wait, did they say run the marathon? Or just do the marathon?
Well, you know, run, do.
I could definitely do a marathon. I probably couldn't run the entirety of the marathon tomorrow, no.
I mean, if I, given training, probably, right?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, right before we had our break, I went to Queenstown and I did a bike track. And that was like 52 kilometers. And I did like a week's worth of training before that. It was fucked, but it was fun.
I think, like, if I was to do a 15K marathon tomorrow, I definitely wouldn't be first, but I could definitely keep up.
I could keep up,
I reckon. The other one was, how many primary kids could you fight at once? The answer for me, I reckon I could do about 15 primary kids. 15 primary, well, what year? Let's say, year six,
that's like 10.
I'm not going to fight any kids, I'm a teacher.
10-year-olds, I could probably take on like 6 or 7 of 10-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Before I like, I don't know, probably a bit more. 10 max.
Okay.
What about you?
Let's say I could do about 25. Yeah, I'm just going to go for all of them. Boom, boom, boom.
No. They'd probably just attack your legs and just like.
Yeah. The last thing I had was, what's your goal of the week? So at goal the end of the episode, week. We'll talk about something we want to accomplish this
surely,
week.
Surely, okay.
Because and then the next start week, of the we'll year. Say if we do it or not. So, what,
okay, this is like a good
every
segment.
Week, we at the end of it, we say, what's a goal you want to accomplish this week? And the next week, we'll say if we accomplished it or not.
Okay, how about for the start of the year,
mm-hmm.
we start off with what's our year goal and then go on to our weekly goal?
We already did that, though, last year, at the very last episode.
Okay, weekly goal. My weekly goal for this week.
Could be something like, it could be like, you know, take the washing out every day, like something simple, you know what I mean?
Go to the gym five times this week. Awesome. We're already on the second. Yeah, I can do that. Four times because we're already on Tuesday, but
all right,
four times.
I've got two. My first one, I think, would be completely finish my editing for what I've got planned this week without any distractions. Simple goal. I'd like to get that done this week. And also find a way to pay Sean, because at the moment I've promised him money tomorrow, but I don't have the money. So we'll see if we can sort that out later. To do that.
That's funny.
What's funny?
It's funny.
What's funny?
What did you just say?
You want to say something? Come here. You want to say something? Say something.
What?
What do you want to say to the mic?
Nothing.
Okay, cool. So shut your mouth.
I want to say that this bitch ass nigga is going to pay me.
Okay.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we'll see you next week.
We're also living paycheck to paycheck at the moment. So if you have any money, please send it to us.
No.
On 01-0487-0342-327-00. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Bye.
Boom.